Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Nice job, Richie.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, very nice. 23 after on Good Day. Have some musical thoughts about three ladies, musicians who are in the news today.
Each day through my window, I watch him as he passes.
This would be a great contest. Who is this?
Yeah.
That's singing this.
I like this.
This is actually quite good. And you're not going to believe who it is.
Right. That's why I like it.
Because I know.
Once you know who it is.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. But a great tune. Just my imagination.
I know who it is, because I overheard you guys talking.
Ah, nice, Joe. So you're going to give it away for everybody?
No, I'm not going to tell.
Anyway. All right. Wow. If I let it go on too long, I don't have time for all the stories.
Know, here, let's one more for you from her before we let it loose.
Okay.
Took my love and I took it down.
Did she get an album?
I don't know where this came from.
Yeah, this is good. I've never heard this before. Really?
Then I saw my
reflection. This is a Stevie Nicks song. Great song.
Snow-covered hills where the landslide brought me down.
I can just sit here and listen to this song, Richie. Is that good?
Go ahead and get it up. Tell us who it is.
So this is Gwyneth Paltrow. In case you didn't figure this out, she and Ryan Murphy, who's quite an accomplished producer, are teaming up for a musical dramedy on television. It's very interesting to see how this guy is the one who created Glee, you'll remember, which was very successful in all sorts of measurements. So he set his sights. Well, don't you dare play this. Get rid of that right now. This is the song. What a piece of trash this is.
It's the
whole thing. It's an awful song. Gwyneth Paltrow and Huey Lewis singing to each other as father and daughter. What an icky song. Oof. Anyway, the point is that Paltrow is set to star and produce this new TV show, which looks like it would be... I'm happy that this sort of thing is... This is really, I think... the show is called One Hit Wonders. It's a dramedy about a group of women who each had hit songs in the 90s. And they decide to form a super group. That sounds nothing but good.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Very cool.
All right, next in the news department, Faith Hill. Another one of these country singers that I have great regard for. I like her
music.
She's
not a one-hit wonder.
No, she's very prolific and good. Spent a couple of decades in the spotlight with her music, headlining concerts, that sort of
thing.
And
her husband.
Yep. Now she is going to parlay a lot of her entertainment experience into a new daytime talk program that she's going to be on with Kelly Pickler, a new daytime talk show. The two of them are hosting together, not named yet, based in Nashville, and they're going to set up a farmhouse-style home.
That's cool.
The set. This is what's happening. I'll tell you, the farm stuff, with what the government is doing to screw up farms and farmers in this country, is going to be just a real pushback, and it's going to start in the entertainment business, because people realize what's going on in the farmer or locavore movement. And the people that watch these sorts of things like to be thinking or actually working in this atmosphere. So, anyway, this is something that's supposed to start next fall. They're working on it now. And it takes, doesn't it, Joy, you've tried this. You've been on television.
Yep.
It takes a year. When you come up with a concept, it takes a year to put it all together to get it actually on television, right?
Mine was much shorter than that, which may have been part of the problem.
Yeah, it was shorter. The production plan was short, and it was short-lived. And I think that's why it would have gotten better.
Well, it lasted a year.
Yeah.
There was such a difference between what I wanted to do and what they wanted me to do. I used to dream about plane flight crashing just because I was really unhappy about doing it. I really was not happy.
But it would have been good if you had been able to do what you wanted to do. And what
yeah,
you
I think
best.
It would have. Yeah, but it's all right.
All right. 28 after. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Biked over. Oktoberfest.
The laws are tough.
So
you got to roll smooth here.
Today on American Biker Minutes.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Biketoberfest experience?
Well, I came down here to enjoy myself. Been here for 6 weeks. I have been arrested 3 times and spent 11 days in jail.
What happened?
I had 4 or 5, and I'm walking down the beach. I'm flailing my arms. Guy comes up to me. He's the beach patrol, kind of like a mall cop. Seems like you've had a little too much drink there, son. Why don't you put your hands behind your back? You're under arrest. I said, for what? You're drunk in public. That's my experience in Daytona Beach.
Parting thought.
Spent 9 days in jail. They give you 10. You get 1 day for good time. 9 days in jail because I couldn't bond myself out.
American Biker Minute.
You got to roll smooth here.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you accidentally heard two people talking. Okay, let's admit it. You were eavesdropping. You listened intently to this accidental conversation. How likely are you to believe what they say? Here's the social science of it. It's called the overheard communication trick, and advertisers use it all the time to their advantage. You're watching TV, and one buddy tells another buddy about a new product that really works. Just listening indirectly persuades you. People are influenced more when they think they are accidentally overhearing a conversation intended for someone else.
You know those radio ads where two people with annoying voices yammer back and forth? I invented those.
What's the cheap psychological trick? When you overhear something, they're not trying to persuade you, or so you think. So you pay more attention and you're persuaded even more indirectly. Got a question? Would love to hear from you. Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.